Hello.
Yes.
Good afternoon. This is Christine calling because we are conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important for the success of this research. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction
very,
in which the country is
very
headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? In the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means that it is a very important issue to you. Reproductive freedom.
Which one?
Reproductive freedom.
Reproductive freedom.
Mm-hmm.
It's 10.
Okay.
Inflation. I mean, is that, wait a minute, is that an acceptance at 10 or is it a decline at 10?
Okay, if you say 10, it means that it's a very important issue to you. Or
okay,
you can grade it in the scale from 0 to 10. If you tell me 0...
No, I don't understand. It's not a complete question. Because it doesn't have a direction. Because, you know, you're just asking if it's important. Well, yes, it's important, but it's important that it is not, accepted. Than my opinion.
It's okay. So that's why you can grade it between 0 and 10. So if it's not that very important, you can choose 5, 6, 7, 8, depending on how you consider it is important for you.
Okay. Okay, let's do a 0.
Okay. Inflation and the cost of living.
It's 10.
Abortion rights.
Well, okay, so here's the question. All right. Is it important? See, that's... Okay.
I'm sorry?
That is... who are you with?
Okay. What we are an independent research company, and what we're doing today is that we're conducting a survey about politics and important issues affecting the state and community. All your responses will be confidential, and this just take a few minutes of your time.
Yes, but these are almost like trick questions. What is the name of your company?
As I said, we're an independent research company, and our call centers are located in Miami, Florida.
What is the name of the company?
We are named just Independent Research Company. And what we're doing is just conducting the political service.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, with these questions, you can get inaccurate answers. You're not going to get... You know, and you put out the results to make it look like there's more people interested because it's a question of are you interested in abortion or do you accept abortion? See, it's not accept, it's a, are you interested?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm interested.
No,
it's
like if you consider the abortion rights an important issue or... You don't consider it is important. Or you can grade it between 0 to 10, depending on how important it is for you.
Well, it's an important issue, but it needs to be abolished, in my opinion.
Okay, that's okay. How about democracy?
Democracy. We live in a republic. There is no democracy. That's a facade.
Okay, so you would consider it's not an important issue?
No.
Okay.
Zero.
The student's loans debt.
Student loans. It would be zero.
Racism and discrimination.
That would be zero.
Jobs and wages.
That would be 10.
Crime and violence.
That would be 10.
Healthcare.
That would be 5.
K-12 education.
K-12 what?
K-12 education.
What is K-12?
Like education for kids between 12.
Is that grade 12 or mm-hmm. age 12?
At age 12.
Education for kids at age 12?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sex education. What did you say?
No. K-12 education. Education for kids at 12.
Of course. At age 12. Yes, they've always had an education for kids. Well,
immigration.
I understand. Immigration. That's a 10.
Climate change.
That's a 0.
Voting rights.
That's a 10.
And criminal justice reform.
That's a 10.
Thank you very much. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not likely to vote at all? And 10 means that you are extremely likely to vote.
Ten.
Okay. And what is your race?
Hispanic.
Thank you. Do you think yourself as male, female, or something else?
I am a male. Only two genders.
And what is your year of birth? Only the year.
1960.
Thank you. What is the highest level of education you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
A bachelor's degree.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
That would be a 10.
10, okay. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make the change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to their community.
I believe that they can show up in numbers, but that it won't matter.
Okay, so you would grade it as 0, 1, 2, 3, or 5?
Do a 3.
Okay. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, Zero means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And five means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that, okay?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question?
Sure. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. John Ostroff.
Concerning what?
Concerning the name of people, organizations, and issues that I'm going to mention. For example, number 1, John Ossoff.
John Ossoff.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel neutral? Do you feel very cold and unfavorable? Do you feel very warm and favorable? Okay, never heard about him. Okay.
Right.
How about J.D. Vance?
Okay. Five.
Okay. Raphael Warnock.
0.
Okay. Tim Walz.
Oh, 0. And 0 is... What is zero again?
Means very cold and unfavorable.
Gotcha. Okay. Yes, zero.
Okay. Brad Raffensperger. Raffensperger.
Zero.
Brian Kemp.
Brian Kemp.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, a 3.
And Andre Dickens.
0.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Donald Trump.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Republican.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
In 2020.
2020.
Donald Trump.
Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, you say that your life has gotten much worse. Worse? Stay the same? Better or much better?
Much worse.
Okay. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Big difference.
Okay. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country. From 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. 5 means that you're not sure. And 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Your local mayor.
5.
Okay. Democrats and in the Georgia General Assembly.
In the general what?
In the General Assembly.
I can't catch that last word. Assembly?
Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
Okay, so I'm not hearing that last word. I'm not understanding what word you're saying.
Assembly, A-S-S-E-M-B-L-Y.
Assembly.
Mm-hmm.
The General Assembly in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I'm going to stop here because I don't see where your line of questioning is going into what good it will do. For me, anyway, and for anybody else, because it looks like a directive to I'm going to stop here.
Okay.
Is there any way you can just delete this whole conversation?
Not a problem. Okay, thanks for taking your time. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm. What is your name, ma'am?
My name is Christine.
Christine?
Mm-hmm.
Independent, and you're independent what?
Independent Company Research.
Independent Company Research. Okay. All right, then. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.